Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
We bless the Lord today. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We thank God for you, each of you on tonight, for joining us here for the Prayer News Network Global, the Prayer News Network Global. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Truly, the Lord has been good to us, and we bless his name. We say welcome. Welcome. We have now entered into the Sabbath of the Lord, that time when we relax, we give God thanks, we give him praise, we reflect back on all of the week and all that the Lord has done and give him thanks and give him praise. Again, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome each of you on tonight, whether you're listening from other countries, we welcome you on tonight. Welcome to this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. As always, we thank you for taking out time to come and be with us here on this broadcast. Truly, the Lord is doing great things on this broadcast, and we're so grateful. We're so glad. We are thanking him on tonight, for truly this is an open heaven. It's an open heaven experience, and we bless the Lord for it. We bless the Lord for it. Don't you bless the Lord for it on tonight? Yes. We bless the Lord for this open heaven. We thank the Lord that we began at the beginning of the pandemic, and we have been moving going forth since then. And we just give God thanks, and we give God praise for his leading, for his guiding, for him directing us every step of the way. And we thank God for you, people of God, for being here with us to join us in this journey. It has indeed been a journey. And listen, the best is still yet to come. So we thank the Lord tonight. We bless him. Amen. We just bless him, for he is God all by himself. He don't need anyone else. And we thank him tonight. Glory to God that he came, that he died. He gave his life for each and every one of us. And here we are assembling ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God that we can give him thanks, we can give him praise, that we can hear what the Lord is saying to us, the body of Christ. For you, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Listen, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We do thank God for those of you that are continuing to send out the broadcast as we continue to get our playback from people that are still opening links from 2020. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But as we always say, it's like a virtual track. You know, people pick receive a track, and a lot of times they may not read it right then. But listen, in the stillness of the hour, when they may pick up their Bible or they pick up their purse or they're cleaning out their purse and they somehow run across that track, and then they begin to read it, and the Lord begins to speak to them, speak to their soul, speak to their spirit. Well, listen, this is not a paper track, but it certainly is a virtual track. And as I'm telling you, as people go about their day and the Lord begins to move upon them, and they may be going down that phone line and they be like, let me see. I never did click to see what this was all about. And my Lord, and they open that broadcast, and the Lord begins to speak directly to their soul. So it's a virtual track. And so we give God thanks and we give God praise for it. We bless the Lord, amen, because this word is going further than you and I probably ever will. We're broadcasting now. Our last report, we're broadcasting in over 59 countries, over 23 million listeners from all over the world. We don't know where everyone is, but listen, they're being picked up. They're being picked up by the pings, and we thank the Lord for it. Each and everyone that happens to pick up this Prayer News Network, wherever you pick it up, whenever you pick it up, we pray that this word blesses you as much as it's blessing us. Truly, God is doing great things for us. He's breathing into us the breath of life. When we hear this word, the Lord is breathing upon us. He's growing us up. He's taking off the shaft those things that are not like him. He's being formed in us every day, every time we sit and listen to the word, as we're listening to the word, as the word is going forth, we're reading the word. Listen, this word is doing more for us than you can ever imagine. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise for all that he's doing, all inclusive, all the way around, because he's concerned about the total man. So we give God thanks, we give God praise tonight. Just want to recognize all of our leaders. We thank God for all of our leaders that are listening again, far and near. I just want to recognize my leaders, giving God thanks and praise on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Samuel Huggins James. Thank God for him. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking him tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, and the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thank God tonight for all of the women of God that stand by the side of these men of God, making amen, amen. We thank God tonight, for truly it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Just want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. Thanking God tonight for our prayer warriors and man, and thanking God tonight for those that the Lord has brought along the way to help keep this work moving. It's an outreach. It's an outreach to the nations. It's an outreach to the souls of the people and everybody, all hands on deck in whatever way the Lord has brought you. Listen, your hands may not be on deck, but we thank God for your prayers. Your prayers are on deck. It takes prayer to keep a ministry moving. How many know that? How many know that it takes prayer to keep a ministry moving? It takes prayer to bring down the hand and the plan of the enemy. It takes prayer. Somebody, glory to God, has been keeping this PNN, glory to God, up before the Lord. So we thank the Lord for all that he's doing. We thank the Lord for each of you. We thank him for however you contribute. We bless the Lord for you. We bless God for your giving in any way. We thank God for your thoughts concerning PNN. Again, for your prayers concerning this PNN. We just thank God for you. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're live on tonight, and we would love for them to come and join us. We would love for them to come and sit a while and hear what thus saith the Lord. God has been bringing awesome speakers to this Prayer News Network, some preachers, some teachers, glory to God, some, amen, prophets, some apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And we thank the Lord for, amen, the ministering gifts. Glory to God, those even so that walk in the gift, in the different gifts. We thank God for each of them. So call somebody, text somebody, let them know that we're here on the Prayer News Network Global. We want to invite them to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen. So tonight we're going to get ready. On last night, we do apologize. We did have some problems with our system. We know how this technology is. We were calling forth our participants and they couldn't get over. So we do apologize for that. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, glory to God, we're moving forth in Jesus' name. So tonight we're going to ask missionary Dorothy Fan if she would come and sanctify our line for us on tonight. And then after that, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come and give us our scripture. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, we are getting ready to be blessed by the word of God. We want you to get your pen, get your pencil, your paper, your laptop, your iPhone, whatever you're taking your notes in. We want you to get ready to hear what thus said the Lord. We want you to get your heart ready. We want you to get your mind ready. We want you to pull your hearts and your minds in. And it says, let's be mindful. We want to be mindful of what the Lord is saying to us. We don't want to be a forgetful hearer, but we want to get this word, hide it in our hearts, glory to God, get this word and savor it. Love on this word. Let the word love on us. Glory to God. Let the word be formed in us in all ways, in all things. So tonight we want you to go ahead. We want you to go ahead and get your, again, get your pen and your paper ready, and we're going to have Missionary Fan. Let's see. I think we're good tonight. Yes, Missionary Fan, if you would come and sanctify the line for us on tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Praise
the Lord. My soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. We come, Lord God, and say thank you right now, Lord God, for being so good to us and allowed us to come back together tonight, Lord God, on this land, Lord God, on open heaven, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and hear our prayer, Lord God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon this line tonight, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we may have done that was pleasing to your sight, Lord God, anything that we may have said, Lord God, anything that we may have even thought, Lord God, that that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line tonight, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God. Lord God, clean us, Lord God. Make us, Lord God, worthy to come before your throne tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, and say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day's journey, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for another night, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through, Lord God, every storm, Lord God, of life, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy towards us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for how you kept us, Lord God, all day long, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to touch every one, Lord God, that come, Lord God, tonight on this line, Lord God, to, Lord God, bless your name. We ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit on each and every one, Lord God. Everyone needs, Lord God. We realize and know that some have one need and some have another, Lord God. But we realize and know that you see and you know everything, Lord God. So we asking you this night, Lord God, to move up on the line tonight, Lord God, from city to city, from state to state, Lord God, from country to country, Lord God. We asking you to move tonight, Lord God. We asking you to heal, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to deliver, Lord God. We asking you to save, Lord God. set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to mend the broken hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move on that young man, that young boy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus to touch tonight, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be doers of your word, Lord God, not just hearers, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move upon the man of God tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in him tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, to us tonight. Speak to our hearts tonight, Lord God, that we may, Lord God, understand your word, Lord God, and apply your word unto our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move this night on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God. Supply, Lord God, for you see her needs, Lord God, and you are able to do it, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you once again, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We appreciate you, Lord God. We magnify you right now. We glorify you tonight, Lord God, because you are worthy and you have been so good to us, Lord God. Lord God, we realize and know that you've been better to us than we even been to ourselves, Lord God. You loved us, Lord God, when we didn't even love ourselves, when we didn't even know what love was, Lord God. You loved us, Lord God, and we thank you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to heal bodies tonight, Lord God, that's sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bring them through, Lord God, in whatever situation that they are going through, Lord God. We ask you to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have your way once again, Lord God, on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus. Do what you will tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your choice anointing tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And, Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Romans, the 12th chapter, the first 12 verses. By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy. According to the proportion of faith, our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayer. I have read to you the 12th chapter of Romans, the first,
the 1st through the 12th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Missionary Fan. We thank God for you on tonight. You're so faithful. And we bless the Lord for you, for allowing the Lord to always use you. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We are excited on tonight, as we are every night. We really are. We're excited every night that we come to this platform, to this open heaven. We're excited because the Lord always bless us real good, always give us something to think about, always something to ponder in our hearts. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. The word is supposed to come to search us. The word comes to build us. The word comes to correct us. The word comes to strengthen us. And so we bless the Lord tonight for however, whatever God is doing in your life. We want you to give heed to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say unto us on tonight. And we thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. I want to ask if you would go ahead and press star 6 and come over to the platform. And tonight, people of God, this man of God, listen, we want to say already he's no stranger to the line, but I thank God for him. I met him, I believe it's been about 10 years ago, something like that. But I thank the Lord. He's been such an inspiration in my life, and it's beautiful seeing him yield to what the Lord is doing in his life. As I've already forestated, the Lord is, his hand is truly upon him, and we thank God for him. We encourage him to keep moving forth in the service of the Lord. And tonight, people of God coming to us by way of Atlanta, Georgia, Applied Word Ministries. Applied Word Ministries, tonight, people of God, we want you to receive God's messenger for this hour, Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, sir. Press star 6.
Praise
the Lord. You have the platform.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for just an opportunity to minister tonight, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Mary and Sister Dorothy that just blessed me with the prayer and blessed me with the reading, Lord God, just confirming more and more your word for tonight, Lord God. I'm so grateful and thankful, Lord God, just to be used by you and have the opportunity to minister on this line, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to minister to your sheep, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely. It'll flow uninterrupted and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that tonight you will speak through my vocal cords and you will think through my mind as you continue to walk through my steps and work through my hands, Lord. Let it be none of me and all of you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way on this line tonight, Holy Spirit. Move upon the hearts of all the people that are hearing this word, Lord God. May they be blessed, Lord God, for the rest of their lives, Lord God. Set free, deliver, and heal, Holy Spirit. Do whatever it is needs to be done. And all of the hearers on the line tonight, I pray that this word may bless you and keep you, and may that the Lord God himself will continue to help you in your situations and your circumstances and guide you and lead you into truth and all truth and the whole truth, which only comes from his word. I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. I've been meditating on the Gospels lately, and the Holy Spirit, I asked the Lord earlier part of this week, what would you have me to give them this weekend, this Friday? What would you have me to say, Lord God? Because it can't be me, it has to be you. And the Holy Spirit led me to say, he spoke to my heart and said, tell them about faith, faith being the miracle activator. And I remember reading earlier this week, and the Holy Spirit showed me some things in the book of Luke. Matt, you have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want you to turn to the book of Luke if you have your Bibles. And I want you to, first of all, turn. We're going to start out in Luke chapter 5. And we just kind of jump around, and I'm going to show you some things that the Lord has blessed me with, and I pray that he will bless you with. First of all, let's talk a little bit about faith. What is faith? What is faith? You know, faith, if you look in a Mays dictionary, you'll find that faith is defined as a conviction based upon hearing. Faith is also defined as a trusting, a believing, an assurance. So just keep those words in mind. A conviction, a trusting, a believing, and an assurance. And it's just very interesting how that's what the word faith means, a trusting, a believing, and assurance. And, you know, throughout the Bible, you hear a lot about faith, you know, faith. You hear about faithfulness as well. And I asked God, I said, when I hear about faith, that's faith. But what if I hear the word faithful? And the Holy Spirit shared with me, he said, that just means you're full of faith. And I said, praise God. A faithful person is full of faith. So let's talk about faith. We define faith. Now, let's talk about another thing. We're going to talk about what faith is, how do we get faith, and I'm going to show you how faith activates the miracle. Faith activates the miracle. Turn in the book of Luke. We're going in chapter 5, and we're going to start there. Chapter 5, and I'm going to read some things to you in the book of Luke, chapter 5, and I believe it is. Let's start at chapter 1, and we're going to go on throughout it. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. I want you all to think about the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Remember that. The people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So now this is Jesus on a ship. He's going out in the middle of this lake on his ship, and he's getting ready to teach the people. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, shout into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, listen at what Simon's response was when Jesus tells him to launch his nets out into the deep and let his nets down. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, look at that word, nevertheless, at thy word I will let down my net. Now, Jesus just told him to do something. I hear what you're saying, Jesus, but, you know, we've been out here all night, and we ain't caught nothing. So, you know, I don't know what you're saying, but, you know, I don't see this, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I want you all to remember that. At thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. So they caught so many fish, they had to call the other boat over to come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, this is Simon Peter, when he saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So Simon just realized something. Jesus gave him the word. He didn't necessarily believe the word up front. He actually questioned it. He said, hey, I hear what you're saying, Master, but we've been toiling out here all night. But then he shifts his mind. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Okay, if you say do it, then I'm just going to do it. And he did it. And he realized that that word brought forth a miracle. That word brought forth a miracle. So much of a miracle that two boats had to fill those fish up. All right? Two boats had to fill those fish up. Now, here's something I'm going to share, and I'm going to say this. That miracle was activated. That miracle was activated by Simon. See, Jesus himself is a walking miracle. Miracles are always, and to him it's not a miracle, it's just natural. But to us it's a miracle. But it takes something on our part to activate it. I want you to keep that in mind. What activated this miracle? Let's keep going. And Simon Peter fell down, verse 8, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Simon realizes, whoa, I don't know how you did this, but you got some power. I mean, how'd you know all those fish were there? So Simon's like, oh God, you have to be God. You couldn't know this. And Simon says, whoa, I'm a sinful man. He's saying, I'm a sinful man. Sin can't stay in the presence of God. Let me tell you all something. That's why in the Old Testament, when those people had sinned, they had to go into those temples and they had to kill an animal and cover their sin with the blood of an animal. But see, had God kept that system in place, all the animals would have been killed because man will continue to sin. So God had to come up with another plan, and that plan was his son Jesus. Because Jesus sinned, Jesus never sinned. Jesus' blood didn't just cover the sin. Jesus' blood completely got rid of the sin. That's another story. Let's keep going. But he was astonished in all that were with him at the draught of the fish which they had taken. He was astonished. And so was also James, John, and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, now this is Jesus' response, after Simon fell down to his knees and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man and all that. I am a sinful man, O Lord. This is Jesus' response. Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. So you was catching fish, but now you're going to catch men. So Jesus is telling him his future. God knows the future too, right? See that? Sovereignty. And when they had brought forth the ships to the land, they forsook all, followed him. Look at that. When they brought those ships to the land with all those fish and they saw what he had just done, they said they forsook all and followed him because they have just seen the power of God working this miracle with these fish. They followed him, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face. Remember that. Seeing Jesus fell on his face. And besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. I will be thou clean. I'm about to show you what's activating this. All right? The first thing that acted, that there's something in common that's activating it. And that thing that's activating the miracle is faith. Faith can be seen. Faith can be seen by Jesus. Jesus can see faith. And faith is a belief, an assurance, and a conviction. Remember, a trusting. A belief, a trusting, a conviction, and an assurance. So how was faith seen in this? The faith was seen here when the man, full of leprosy, he saw Jesus and he fell on his face and besought him. That was his faith. See, he believed Jesus could do something. He was convicted that Jesus could do something. He trusted that Jesus could do something. And he was assured that Jesus could do something. So he acted accordingly. He fell on his face. Just like up before that, go back up where I was saying with Simon, right before the miracle happened with the fish, go back to that word that said, nevertheless, he let down his net. See, when he let down his net, he exemplified faith. He practiced faith by letting down his net because he believed the word. He believed the word. He let down his net. I'm going to show you all something, okay? Once again, that's faith. Faith that Simon did was letting down his net, and that activated the miracle. The faith that this man full of leprosy did was falling on his face, and he besought him, and he said, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. All of that was his faith. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. That activated the miracle. And immediately, here's the miracle, the leprosy departed from him. Look at that. Keep going. And he charged him, tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according to as Moses commanded for testimony unto them. But so much the more went their fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. Look at that. Now, Jesus told him to tell nobody and go and get cleansed. But somehow the word leaked out. This man just had fish. He told the man what the fish was, and these fish appeared, two boatful loads. And this man with leprosy, he healed him completely, completely healed. I'm telling you, their faith activated the miracle. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Okay, so here's what happened. He tells the man, don't tell anybody. Somehow the man, I don't want to say the man told him, but it leaked out. But so much more went there a fame abroad of him. That means all these people got word of what happened. And a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed. Now, all these people got multitude of what happened. They're like, I don't know how he's doing this, but I need to be healed of these infirmities. So all these people came together to hear and to be healed. Came together to hear. Came together to hear. Came together to hear and to be healed. Keep that in mind, to hear. And he withdrew himself in the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by which come out every town in Galilee and Judea, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, verse 18, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. And every time I think about palsy in the Bible, I think about cerebral palsy is what it's called today. Men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. Look at that. These guys is like, okay, this guy got the palsy. We're going to lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find what way they might bring him in because of the multitude of people, all right, so all these people in there crowding this home to hear Jesus. These guys got this guy laying in a bed with palsy, and they're trying to get him before Jesus, but they can't get in because it's so crowded. But they know that if they could just get in, this man could be healed. If they could just get in. Look what they do. They went upon the housetop. They went on top of the house. I love the scriptures because they're so realistic. They went on top of the house and let him down through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. Now imagine, your friend is sick, and you all these people in the house hearing Jesus, and you're trying to get him in there, but you can't get him in there. So y'all go up there and tear the roof off, literally, and let him down through the ceiling and the couch, and he's lying on the couch and put the couch right in front of Jesus. Now everybody else already was freaked out because you up there tearing the roof up to get this guy down in there. That's faith, all right? That's faith. They're acting on their faith. They are trusting that Jesus can do something. They are convicted that Jesus can do something. They believe that Jesus can do something. They are assured that Jesus can do something. So guess what? They're acting on it. They're acting on it. Faith without works is dead. They're acting on it. Faith without works is dead. And when he saw their faith, oh, there it is. When he saw their faith. See, faith can be seen. He saw their actions. Their actions showed him, man, they believe me. These guys, what? They're really, Man, they done tore this roof off to get this guy down between it. Oh, praise God. And when he saw their faith, verse 20, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Okay, praise God. Now, that's been activated a miracle, but wait a minute. This ain't the miracle y'all was thinking about, right? Because he just said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Why didn't he just heal him? Keep reading. Keep reading. God does nothing without a purpose. Everything God does is with a purpose. Man, thy sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees, these are the people who don't believe Jesus, the people, you know, the people who don't believe Jesus, these were the Pharisees and the scribes were the Jews who didn't believe Jesus. They were religious. They didn't know nothing about the relationship. They were religious. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason. Look at this. They're trying to figure it out, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who does this guy think he is? Who can forgive sins but God alone? So here they looking at Jesus saying, how can you're speaking blasphemy. You're a man. You can't forgive no sins. Who is this guy going to speak blasphemy and say he can forgive sins? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, okay, so God, you can perceive my thoughts. See, God already knows what you're thinking before you think it. That's another story. God knows what you're thinking before you think it. That's why at one point in the Bible, I believe there was an angel who came to a young lady and he was talking to her husband. And I believe he said something about she's going to have a baby. And he laughed. And the angel said, why did you laugh? And she didn't laugh, but she laughed on the inside of her heart. She was like, how can an 80-year-old lady have a baby? The guy can perceive our thoughts. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, why do you reason in your hearts? Is it easier to say that thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk? That's what he's saying to the Pharisees. Was it easier for me to say this guy's sins are forgiven, or was it easier for me to say rise up and walk? Watch this. But that ye may know. Let me put it in plain English. I said that because I want you to know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins. And after he said, look, the only reason I said that, look, I said that for y'all Pharisees and scribes to know that I got the authority and the power to forgive sins on the earth. And he said unto the sick of palsy, now he getting ready to do the miracle for the sick man, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. Their faith activated it. And immediately he rose up. Look at that. There's the miracle. And took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. See, they were filled with fear. That's the fear of the Lord. That's not that reverential fear. They're scared. They're like, I don't know, how did this guy do this? Pharisees and scribes, how did this guy do this? He forgave sins, spoke blasphemy. And then he said, and he healed the man. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. He just said that to Levi, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. Levi just left everything and said, you know what? He called me. I'm going to follow him. And he followed him. I love the obedience in those days. And I asked God, I said, God, you know, today, stuff is like, the fear of the Lord comes on the inside of you when, you know, you see a miracle right before your eyes, you're going to believe. Because you're going to be sitting there just wondering, how did he do it? And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. Publicans, in this case, is people of the public, just general people. You know, the people who are like, praise God. The people in the public who are really not considered anything. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, in the scripture in the Bible, it says that God says in the Holy Scriptures, he said, that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. That's one of them. And there's another one in there that he says that he can take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And he can take the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. And he can take the base things of this world, the things that are considered nothing, to bring to nothing the things that are. That means God can take a person with a sixth grade education to make him president of the United States, and the rest of the public won't even know. They won't understand, how did this man or this woman get to this position? In our life, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Verse 30, but the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? But look at that. They look down on these people. They're publicans. They're sinners. Why is your master eating and drinking with them? And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Look, I thought that was interesting. He sees a sinner as a person who's sick. He's sick. That's interesting. God sees that as a sickness, that sinner. He says, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Sinners to repentance. See, the righteous are already whole. Jesus came for the sinners to call them to repentance. And it's interesting, he see that sin as a sickness. And they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees? But you eat, but thine eat and drink. And he said unto them, can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Who's the bridegroom? Jesus. Why are you going to make the children fast when he's here? But the days will come, watch this, when the bridegroom shall be taken away. Those are the days we're in right now. From them, and they shall fast in those days. That's why we fast in these days, because the bridegroom has been taken away. He's going to return, but he's been taken away. And he spake also a parable unto them. We'll go through this. He said, no man puts a piece of garment upon an old, otherwise than both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man put new wine in old bottles, and else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. He's using a parable. It's something that you can relate to in real life now. Jesus is trying to teach a spiritual truth. They understood back then that you could put wine in bottles. But if you put new wine, and by the way, they weren't bottles like today, like glass bottles. They were like skin bottles. And if you put new wine in that old bottle, it would literally burst it. So he's using that as an example to say, look, I'm not here to focus on those that are whole and righteous. I'm here to focus on those that are sinners. That's what he's saying. The whole and righteous, why would I pour this wine into that bottle? It's already whole and righteous. I want to pour wine into the sinner and the other one. I want to save them and call them to repentance. That's why he's saying it. But new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new, for saith the old is better. So faith is what activates the miracle. And that's the point I'm going to make. And I'm going to tell you all some scriptures. I want to show you that the one thing that the Lord has shown me is once God shows you something, and you find it two or three times in the Bible, it says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. So I'm going to tell you right now that there are many witnesses that shows that this faith activates the miracle. Even at one point, I think Jesus said, when the woman with the issue of blood came and touched the hem of his garment, he turned to her and said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. He didn't say he made it whole. He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith is what activated this miracle. There's also a scripture in the Bible that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Must believe. One believe one of those words, a conviction, a trusting, a believing, an assurance. Remember those four words I gave? A conviction based upon hearing, a trusting, a believing, and an assurance. Now, how does faith come? Well, faith comes by hearing. And faith also comes because it said, let's go back to this. I'm gonna show you all scripture. Let's understand how faith comes. Just read this in her reading. It was in her reading in Romans. I think she was in Romans 11. Go to Romans 11 from the scripture reading today. Romans 12 from the scripture reading today. And I want you all to go down to verse 3. And that's what blessed me because God confirmed it. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So God has dealt us a measure of faith. And then there's a scripture that says, let's go back to Romans 10. In Romans 10, a few weeks ago, when I was sharing with you all about the process, you know, about how faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Let's go to Romans 10, and we're going to go through this process once more. Romans 10, verse 14. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All right? Now let's go to 14. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But watch this. How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? See, you got to believe. That's, remember, faith, one of those words for faith was a conviction, a trusting, a believing, and an assurance. How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? See, that's God's process, right? That's God's process. How shall God wants us to call on him. But how can we call on him if we don't believe? Well, how shall we believe unless we've heard? There's that faith comes by hearing. Connected now, faith comes by hearing. Heard, faith comes by hearing. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him? You can't believe in him of whom they have not heard. Faith comes by hearing. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? See, God has to send a person. Everybody who comes on this line, every pastor, every apostle, all of the fivefold ministry, yes, they come on this line. Pastors, evangelists, teachers. It says for the perfecting of the saints, to do the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body. So all the fivefold ministry gifts that come on this line and minister to all you all who are hearing this message, they want you to hear this message so you can believe this message. This is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, being our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sin and rose from the dead on the third day, and is seated right now in the right hand of God, Father Almighty, interceding for us. Once you hear it, you believe. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Watch this. At verse 15, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? Watch this. Here it is. So then faith cometh by hearing. Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So see, when you hear the word, you believe. Right? You believe the word. See? You believe it. And that's where your faith is. These people who believe the word, they acted upon it too. Faith without works is dead. Okay, you believe this, then you're going to do something. Peter fell down to the feet of Jesus. Simon Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. So he acted. He was like, okay, I believe you. You said put the net down over here. Now look at it. At the beginning, he said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Jesus wasn't interested in that. He knew you had toiled all night and taken nothing. He wants you to believe his word. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. That was his faith. That faith activated the miracles, and those fish, they had more fish than two boats. The man with the leprosy, he came and he besought him. He fell on his face. He fell on his face when he saw Jesus and besought him, and he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. That was his faith action. He believed. He didn't know how. A lot of times we don't know how God's going to do it. God just wants us to have enough to believe. You know, the scriptures say, you know, in the end times, which I believe we're getting close to, you know, God is going to be looking for faith in the earth. He's looking for faith. He's looking for somebody to believe him, somebody to trust him, somebody to be convicted, trusted, believe it, assured that he's going to do what he say he's going to do. He's looking for that. So a lot of y'all out there on the line right now, y'all looking for a miracle. I'm telling you to activate your faith. Activate your faith. But God, if you heal me, you know, God, activate your faith. God, you said in your word, God, I see right here now where you heal all the infirmities. Now, you healed them then, so you can heal me. As your word, you can heal me. You all know I can't go to the scripture right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Centurion soldier, there was a Roman soldier who had, he had a sick servant at home. And it is in Luke. The Holy Spirit, you can help me find it. But he had a sick servant at home. And he sought out Jesus to heal his servant. But Jesus said, okay. He sent one of his soldiers to tell Jesus, come to the house and heal his servant, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. The soldier told him, and there's two different versions of it, so that's why Luke says he sent the servant, but one of the other gospels says it was the actual centurion soldier. So either way, I'll show you that it's still faith activating the miracle. So the soldier, one version says the soldier came to Jesus and said, hey, he said, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word only, and my soldier will be healed. You know, Jesus called that great faith. He said he hadn't seen that in all of Jerusalem, all of Israel. Great faith. The centurion soldier said, look, hey, you ain't got to come. He said, I got this sick servant at home, and he needs to be healed. And Jesus said, okay, let's go. Where you at? And he said, no, you ain't got to come to my home. Just speak the word only, and he'll be healed. That was his faith. And Jesus called it great faith. This man didn't even want Jesus to come to his house and lay hands on him. He believed Jesus could do it so much. And let me tell you what his belief was based on. And it says in that scripture, he says, I'm a man on authority, just like you're a man on authority. I say to my soldiers, do this, and they do it. I say to my soldiers, do that. And basically, I've watched you and I've heard you. And every time you say something, it happens. So just speak the word only. You ain't got to come to the house. Speak the word only. And Jesus, that was great faith. And from that very moment, the scriptures say his servant was healed. I'm telling you, that man's faith activated the miracle. See, I kept always thinking, you know, and you get it, Jesus is doing the miracle, but our faith is activating the miracle. And what do I mean? Jesus himself is a miracle. He's a walking miracle. See, it's a miracle to us, but it's normal to him because he got all the power. He's sovereign. So we got to understand, activate your faith. Believe God. It says in the scriptures that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness. This was before Jesus even came in the Old Testament. Abraham believed God. When Abraham and Isaac got ready to go up on that mountain, if you all read, you got to read the Bible. I need y'all to get in this word. God had told him, you know, I want you to take your son up there on the mountain and sacrifice him. So he's telling his little boy, come on, let's go up to the mountain. His little boy like, okay, Dad, let's go. They got the wood to start the fire. But the little boy asking his dad, okay, Dad, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb we're going to sacrifice? The little boy didn't know he was the lamb. He was going to be the one who was going to get sacrificed. But Abraham said to his little son, he said, look, God will provide his own lamb. Let's go. And then he told his servant, y'all stay down here on the bottom of the mountain. Me and the boy are going to be back shortly. Wait a minute. How are you going to say you and the boy are going to be back shortly when God told you to go up there and sacrifice him? You know why? Because Abraham believed God. You know why? Because God had told him that his seed would continue for generations. So without his son, ain't going to be no seed. Okay? And I'm hoping you all understand that without that son, ain't going to be no seed. Okay, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me explain that to him. Some of you all got kids on the line. You got children. You got a daughter and you got a son, right? Who keeps your name, the son or the daughter? The son. When the daughter gets married, she takes on the husband's name. When the son gets married, his wife takes on his name. And that keeps your name generationally going. Okay? But see, Abraham believed God. He's like, God, look, I know what you done said. You gave me your word. So I don't know how you're going to do it, but you telling me to go up here and sacrifice my son to you. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but let me tell you something. Whatever you're going to do, all I know is you told me my seed is going to continue for generations, and this seed is in my son right here. So whatever you got to do, you do what you got to do, but I'm going to believe your word. I don't know how this thing going to work out, but I'm going up there, me and my son going up there. We're taking the wood. Abraham took him up there, tied him down, getting ready to sacrifice him with a knife, and lo and behold, there was a ram in the bush. Good God Almighty. And God said at that point, now I know you believe me. Now listen at this. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son. Come on now. Who else sacrificed their only son for us? God himself sacrificed Jesus for us. He died on the cross for us, for our sins and the sins of the world. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you that your faith will activate the miracle. See, Abraham's faith activated the miracle. See? He believed God. He believed God. We need to start believing God. Believe this word. It ain't gonna ever make sense. It ain't gonna look right. It ain't gonna sound right. Ain't nothing gonna add up. But you got to trust. You got to be convicted, and you got to believe, and you got to be assured that this word is the final authority in every situation, every circumstance. No matter what. No matter if it's healing. No matter if it's deliverance. No matter if it's financial, no matter if it's marriage, no matter if it's addiction, whatever, this word is the final authority. If a doctor comes to you and says you got cancer, if the word of God says, with long life shall I satisfy you and show you my great salvation, salvation is of the Lord, you trust that word. You trust that word. Whose report are you going to believe? You're going to believe the doctor's report or God's report? I'm not saying don't do what the doctor says. I am saying believe God. Because God has the final authority. Yeah, God gave us doctors. Praise God for doctors. But doctors are practicing. That's why it's called a practice. They can't know everything like God knows everything. Because if they knew everything, they would be God. So praise God. Activate your faith. Activate the miracle. Use your faith. God Almighty is waiting on you to believe him and believe this word. And get in this word. Get in this word. You will see this throughout the Bible. Every time that miracle happens, there's some faith activated somewhere. That faith somewhere activated. That's why God said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. Think about it. Impossible. Not even a way to do it without faith. And then he also said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you could move mountains. So now we know what faith is. We know faith comes by hearing, and we also know that God dealt every man a measure of faith. We know faith is believing God, being convicted by hearing, trusting God, being assured that God is who he say is. We know that. And we know the process of how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. How should they call on him of whom they have not believed? How should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? See, until I heard this word, the word, God, the Bible, none of this stuff made sense. But once I heard it, I started believing it. Then I got into this word. That's what was saying earlier today when she renewing your mind. That was a part of that reading too about renewing your mind. See, we got to renew our mind. The only way we can renew our mind, we got to get into this book. We got to start reading this book, and we got to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. And lead and guide us. Holy Spirit's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. And thy word is true. This is the only truth there is in the earth. Let God be true and every man be alive. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for all the people that have heard this word. I pray that they have been blessed by this word. I pray that their lives will be changed by this word. I pray that they will now understand how to activate the miracles in their lives. A lot of them are believing you, Lord God, for miracles, and they need to activate it by believing and by acting on it. Act on it. If you believe God, do something. You believe God going to heal you. Hey, those guys tore the roof off and put the man down in front of Jesus. If that ain't enough to show you you believe in, I don't know what is. That man fell down on his face with leprosy. And he asked him, he said, you know, if you can heal me. He's showing Jesus saw his face. Jesus saw the face of them tearing that roof off. All of them did something because they activated their faith. They believed, but then they activated it. They activated it by believing. The woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment. Jesus turned back and said, thy faith has made thee whole. Your faith made you whole. She wasn't just healed, she was made whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So I need you all to believe God. Believe God. Believe God. Take this message and listen to it over and over. And look at the scriptures that we've gone over. Read the word and you will see what I'm talking about. This is not me. This is the Spirit of God sharing with you. He is ready, willing, and able to do everything you're expecting of him, but you've got to believe it. You got to activate it through your belief. We have a part to do. We do have a role to play in this. It's like we're partners with God. God can only, it's almost like playing checkers. You move and I move. But if you don't move, I can't move. It's not that I don't want to. I just can't do anything. I'm waiting on you to do something. I'm waiting on you to activate this. I'm ready. God is sitting on the edge of his seat waiting to bless y'all. Some of y'all right now, just God just sitting on the edge of his seat. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting, waiting for you to believe in him, to do something. He said, well, you believe in for healing? Then you get in that box. You find where God healed. Okay, I just showed you where he healed the man with leprosy. You talk to God. Prayer is talking to God. Communicate with him. Don't just hear this word. Take this book and start using it. This is a practical book. God is waiting for us. You know, Jesus said greater miracles we should do. He said in a scripture in the Bible, he said, you believe because you have seen. But blessed are those who believe who have not seen. See? Those guys saw all that stuff. And I asked God, I said, God, where's it easy for them to believe they haven't seen these miracles, right? We ain't seen them. But he said, we're more blessed than they are. Because we have to believe. Think about it. We got to believe Jesus. We got to believe. We've never seen Jesus. We got to believe Jesus died on this cross and he saved. He died for our sin. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. And I will tell anybody, I know. I know where I'm going when that time comes to transition. Because the scriptures has already told me. I believe it. I believe it. I'm assured. I'm convicted. I trust it. So I need you all to do that. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for this message. Thank you for everyone on this line. May these words flow in their heart to the point where they believe what they've heard and they begin to act on it. Heavenly Father, show yourself strong in their life. I pray that miracles will pop out all over. Everybody on this line who need a miracle, I pray that Lord God Almighty will perform a miracle to those who know now how to activate their faith. They know how to activate the miracle using their faith. You've heard the word. There's no excuse. Look in the book, pull your Bible out, go through these scriptures, and see for yourself. God's word is truth, and it's the final authority in every situation, in every circumstance, no matter what it is. Thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My God. Glory to God. Activate, activate, activate. My God, I'm telling you, people of God, if this word tonight has not stirred you, I tell you, I just don't know what else. May God's word be true and every man a lie. And tonight, glory to God, I just believe by faith that we have heard. I just believe tonight that we have heard the word. And now that we've heard this word, it's time to activate. it's time to move. It's time to move now on that we've heard. Glory to God. It's time, glory to God, and I like the way the different analogies, man of God, that you brought forth to cause us to see the activation, cause us to whatever the example was of the word that came, how there had to be movement. There had to be movement on the word. It had to be activated. If we believe it, let's move forth on it. And I just believe God tonight, amen. I believe God tonight that we have received the key. This is a key. This is a key. This is a key tonight. And I just give God thanks. I just give God praise. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. Sometimes, you know, we find ourselves praying, but we're not moving. We're not making movement toward the thing that we're praying for. We're just sitting praying, glory to God, but we're not making any movement. And tonight, the word has come to encourage us to activate, cause us to activate, to move towards it. Glory be to God. And I don't know about you tonight, but I have been blessed tonight. The word has set before us on tonight that we can look into this word, into this perfect law of liberty. And people of God, as we look into this word on tonight, we can see ourselves. We can look into this word on tonight. Listen, each and every one of us tonight, we can look in this word and we can see where we stand, or we can see where we're sitting. Yes, we can see. Glory to God. So I thank God tonight for opening our eyes and opening our ears to hear what thus saith the Lord unto us on tonight. I bless God tonight for this word. I don't know about you people of God, but I'm just stirred on tonight. I'm stirred on tonight, ready to activate even the more. Ready to activate. Take God at his word. We believe God. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to move into the now, where the scripture says, now faith. Now,
now faith.
Right now. Right now. Yeah. Right now. We pray it. We believe it. We got to believe we have it right now. And if we believe we have it right now, our whole mannerism will change. Our language will change. Our conversation will change. From you see what I'm saying? It will believe to Father, thank you. And that's why when Jesus prayed, he said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. Yeah. Hey, woo, glory to God.
Glory
he prayed, but before he prayed, he began to thank God in advance.
Yeah.
I thank you for hearing me. Hey, woo, glory to God.
Glory
because
God.
I know that if you pray, you heard me, then it's already done.
Yeah.
People of God, it's already done. It's already done. So we thank God for the activate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Moving in the now, moving right now in the now, believing God by faith that it's already done. Refusing to take no. Refusing to take no. Mm-mm. Refusing, glory to God, to take a denial, but believing God that all things really do work together for the good. Glory to God.
Glory
so I bless God tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Man of God, we thank God for this word on tonight. And amen, Jesus, after such a powerful word on tonight, glory to God, a now word, a right now word, a activate word on tonight. Glory to God, we would that you would. Glory to God, if there are any prayer requests, if you would pray for anyone, glory to God, that may feel like they're lacking in their faith. But I'm telling you, after this word on tonight, glory to God, we are full. We are full on tonight. But perhaps there's some on tonight, glory to God, that amen, would like prayer on tonight, glory to God. And so we want to release the platform back to you. Amen. Perhaps there's someone on the line tonight that's not saved. If you would extend salvation to the people of God on tonight. You have the platform.
If anyone would like to hear a prayer, that's fine. But also for those of you who have not given their life to Christ, this is the moment. This is the time. This is the mission. You heard the word. You just heard the word. Now you got to make a choice whether you believe it. See, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've heard the word. If you would like to get saved tonight, I want you to pray this prayer with me and begin right now to activate your faith. Because even the miracle of salvation itself is a miracle. The fact that God could actually save us is a miracle in itself. Pray this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that I am a sinner, that I was born into sin. It has nothing to do with what I've done or have not done, but just by the mere fact that I was born into sin. And Heavenly Father, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my Lord and Savior. Father, I confess right now with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me this day, Lord God. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. Because I believe, Lord God, that Jesus is the Christ. And I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I ask, send your Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I want to live for you, Lord. From this day forward, I want to live for you. Teach me your word. Lead me to get understanding of your word. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. And I thank you for setting me free. I give you all the glory and the honor and praise. And thank you for saving me this day. I am now a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If anyone out there would like to pray for healing too, you just saw how Jesus healed this man who had leprosy. You just saw it. I just showed you. The man activated his faith. He fell on his face before Jesus. And listen, he fell on his face and he besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Some of us need to fall on our face and ask the Lord to heal us. Thou will, you can heal me of this cancer. You can heal me of this palsy. You can heal me of this alcoholism. You can heal me of this drug addiction. You can heal me, Lord. See, we already know he can do it. But are we going to activate our faith by believing that he can do it? You can heal me, Lord. And then you can say, I thank you, Lord, for healing me. You thank him in advance. It's already done. He said it was finished. So it's just a matter of us asking. He said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. For he who seeks finds. And for to him who knock, the door shall be opened. So ask. 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 And then thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank him in advance. When I say thank him in advance, it's already done. You got to put in your mind that it is finished. It's already done. When you ask, it's already done. And you watch God show up and show out. You watch what God do in your life. You watch how God change you. You're going to be so set on coming back to listen to whoever on this line. After that miracle happens in your life, you're going to be like, good God Almighty, this thing works. See, when you find something that works, you won't want to turn it loose, and you want to tell everybody about it. That's why everybody who left went and told everybody. That man got healed. He couldn't hold it. That man been going with leprosy all his life. Do you think he could hold that and not tell somebody? Look what happened. Look how I'm healed. That was a man in the Bible. This man in the Bible was crippled all his life. Matter of fact, the disciples even asked Jesus when he came by. Jesus came a certain way. This man sitting there crippled. They said, what? This man was crippled from birth. They said, what did his parents do? Did his parents sin or did they do something wrong? The reason he was born crippled? Jesus said, no, they didn't do nothing.
He said, I allow him to be crippled to this day that I was going to pass by. And he said to him, get up and walk. And the man got up and walked. Did God know everything? Nothing's hidden from him. All you got to do is ask. Ask. Don't be afraid to ask. This is the God of all the heaven and all the earth. Everything was made by him. Don't you know God knows every organ and every tissue of your body and how it functions? God knows everything. There's nothing he don't know. We just got to ask. We got to believe that. We got to believe. Wait a minute. This guy, there's nothing he don't know. He knows everything about you right now. He knows the good, the bad, and the ugly. He knows what you're doing in the booth in the back in the corner. Don't think it's hidden from him. Jonas tried to run from him. And when he ran, God was there. How you going to run from God? Think about it. You can't run from God. We play games with ourselves, you know. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go over there and cut the light out as if God can't see in the darkness. I tell you what. I know God be laughing at us, but God loves us. He knows he loves us so much. That's why he gave his only son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever shall, watch this, believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, when you see that word believe, you think about faith. Think about faith. Believe. Believe, trust, convict, assured. You're assured that he's going to do it. And the only way, and I'm going to say this last thing to most of you all, the way you become assured is you build a relationship with him. And how do you build a relationship with him? You get in that word. That's how you build a relationship. So some of y'all got friends, y'all know. And if I came up to you and said, your friend did a certain thing, you would be like, oh, no, such and such didn't do that. And I'm like, how do you know? Because I know her. I have a relationship with her. That's not even in her character and her nature what you're talking about. So what you're saying is not true. See, you have built a relationship. We got to build a relationship with God. And the only way we can build that relationship with him, we got to get into this word. We got to get into these scriptures. We got to open that book up and begin to read, and we got to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. And he will. He's teaching us through people on this phone, people on this call. Every day I'll be coming back to this PNN number to hear, okay, God, what you got for me now? And God will confirm his word to you. You know how you go to church and sometimes you hear the preacher preaching, you swear he all in your business. You know how he all in your business? Because God is preaching through him. God know everything going on. He don't know nothing about you. But all that stuff he's saying up there on that pulpit, it seems like he's talking directly to you. But he knows nothing about you. But God does. And God's trying to get answers to you like he just gave you tonight. Praise God. You know what to do. There's nothing else to be said. You know what to do. Praise God. If anyone else would like prayer, go ahead and request it right now, and I'd be more than happy to pray for you. Praise God. Well, I'm going to pray for everyone on the line right now. We can in this. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for all of the listeners all over the world that have heard this message. They now know what to do. I have done as you have asked and given them the keys to how to activate their faith. Lord God, they are now without excuse. They know what to do. They know how to activate their faith. They know how to pick up a Bible and get into your word. They know how to talk to you and to ask and to pray. Lord God, I've done what you've asked me to do. And I thank you for the thousands of people who are going to activate their faith this weekend. And I pray that they will see your hand of miracles in their life. And they will know that you are real and that you love them unconditionally. I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Minister Cannon. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you for availing yourself to hear from the Lord, to bring to the people of God a liberating word. Glory to God that we could hear what does said the Lord at this time for each and every one of us. And even as you said, we want to get the broadcast. We want to be sure to get the broadcast on tonight, and we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. As always, it's absolutely free. Just simply text us on tonight. Text us, and we will send you your copy to God. And listen, you can text us, and we'll give you a couple of numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. You can also text us at 229-529-0914. Again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, for our international listeners, you may certainly reach out to us. You may reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. So if you would reach out to us, get this broadcast on tonight, this word, people of God, it is time. It is time to activate, activate, activate. The fire has been put under us on tonight. Glory to God. And we want to take this word and just let the word work. Let God do what he will in each of our lives. And as the man of God said, to see the miracles, the blessings, the signs, the wonders roll. Amen. Let them just roll and unveil unto us. And we give God thanks in advance, and we give him praise. We thank God again tonight for the man of God. Man of God, we do thank God for you. And we just want to bless you on tonight because, amen, Jesus, we just believe that God is so as well doing great things in your life. All of our speakers that come, we thank God because I'm telling you, people of God, to steel yourself to hear what the Lord will say and to deliver that word. You know that somebody's being helped. You know that someone is being stirred. So because, amen, you've given yourself to the Lord, we just want to say a word of prayer over you on tonight. Glory to God, people of God, if you will, as they say, point your hand toward him, point your heart, your energy, your thought towards him on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. We honor you. We bless you tonight, oh God, for the word that you have sent to your people. We bless you tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for the word working. We're thanking you tonight for the activation. We're thanking you tonight for the manifestation of that you've spoken into our hearing and into our hearts in the precious name of Jesus, Father. And because there will be a manifestation, we just want to tell you thank you in advance. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, for you truly made our hearts glad on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're also tonight, oh God, lifting up the speaker tonight. We're lifting up this man of God before you. We're asking, oh God, that you would breathe upon him afresh in thy precious name. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for wording his mouth. We're thanking you tonight for, glory to God, the word in his belly, oh God, that you're breathing upon him even the more in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what you're about to do in his life. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we say, strengthen him, Father. Strengthen him for the days ahead. Strengthen him, glory to God, for the platforms ahead, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to lift him higher. Lift him, oh God, as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking, oh God, that you will breathe into his ministry. Breathe even the more, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh glory to God, for what you're doing doing in his life, for what you're doing in his ministry. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would bless his family tonight. Bless them tonight, oh God, in that precious name. Glory to God. We're thanking you for making every crooked place straight. Father, we're thanking you tonight, hey God, for being a shield over him, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover him. Cover his family. Cover his ministry, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover him in your shed blood. We cancel every plot and every plan of the enemy. Every contract against him, oh God, that's been drawn up by the enemy, we plead the blood tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We nullify by thy name, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you all of the honor and the glory. Father, we're asking now that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover, and we shall be covered in thy precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you for your glory presence. We thank you tonight, God, for you're with us always. For you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, man of God. We thank God for you tonight. Thank you for availing yourself in the presence of the Lord to be, glory to God, the mouthpiece of the Lord on tonight. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you. People of God, activate on tonight, glory to God. And as always, glory to God, we want our speaker to have the last words on tonight. So, man of God, we're going to turn the platform over to you for your last words, amen, and for the feeling and the sealing of this anointing and this word over the lives of the people of God. You have the platform.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, thank you. Thank you for everyone that hears this word. I pray, Lord God, I pray and plead the precious blood of Jesus over every listener out there, everyone who's having a hard time, everyone who's going through right now, Lord God. I pray that the Holy Spirit move on their heart, move on their situation, move on their circumstance. Show yourself strong, Lord God. For you created everything and you know everything. And no matter what country, what nation, what language, you know all things, Lord God. I give you praise and honor and glory. And sister, God hears your prayer. It's okay for you to activate your faith. Don't be afraid. Step out on it. Peter was in the boat. He stepped out of the boat and he walked on water. He saw Jesus, and he said, Jesus, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. Peter didn't even think about getting out of that boat, knowing that a man is not supposed to walk on water. He stepped out of the boat and activated his faith and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. God is waiting for you to get out of that boat. God is waiting for a lot of you all to get out of that boat. Don't be afraid, for the Lord is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you unconditionally. He created you. He's your Father, and he loves you. And, Father, I pray that everyone who hears this will take this message at heart and begin to do it. Thank you, Lord. For each of you all who've been listening to this, continue to listen to this line. Continue to come and tune in. God has answers available for you on this line through all the speakers that are speaking. God has allowed this line to be opened up to answer your prayer and to pray for you. It's called a prayer news network, and there's a reason it's called a prayer news network. Some of you all have prayed and you're looking for answers, but you're not listening to the word. Some of you all may not be able to go to a church. Some of you all in other countries may not be able to get it but through the phone call. However you get it, get the word. Virtual track. I love the way my sister said a virtual track. That's right. God will use everything in his power to get the word. But he needs for you to hear the word so you can believe it and activate your faith. So activate your faith. And he loves you. He loves you unconditionally. Not about what you've done or what you hadn't done. It's all about Jesus. Make the decision to accept him as your Lord and Savior, and your life will never be the same again. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks and praise again. We bless him for this night. We're thanking him for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that are about to manifest in each and every one of our lives. We thank God for you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back and be blessed. Come back.
Yes.
Tell us the goodness of the Lord. Glory to God. We have a testimony service that shall be coming up soon. So we thank God, amen, because we're going to tell of the goodness of the Lord and tell what the Lord has done and how he has
yes.
manifested miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives. That does conclude tonight's broadcast on tonight. People of God, we want to invite you again. Come back on tomorrow night. Come back, tell somebody about the PNN, and be blessed. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.